WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
During the heyday of independent record labels in this country, between 1948 and 1970, countless entrepreneurs tried to storm the charts with homegrown productions and artists with varying degrees of talent. Probably none had the cards stacked against her as much as Connie LaRocca of Frisco Records. Rock historian Ed Ward tells her story and the story of some lost masterpieces.
It's a tribute to the incredible brew of music in New Orleans that between 1962 and 1965, a fry cook in a Carrollton Avenue chicken shack could run a record label that recorded a batch of great soul music, even if most of it never got heard outside of the city. Connie LaRocca was not only a fry cook, but a woman, nearly unheard of in the record business. But as she worked at her brother-in-law's place, she listened to the radio and remembered her love of rock and roll, so she decided to start a label. Wisely, she went to Harold Adkins, a local DJ who knew everyone in town, and he offered to help. The label got off to a great start in September 1962. Mrs. LaRocca had gone to see Danny White, a local singer who packed out the clubs, but didn't have a recording contract for some reason. She got him together with songwriter Al Reed, put Danny and his band into Cosmo Matassa's legendary studio, and the result was one of soul music's great lost classics.
Tomorrow was our wedding day, but with my own two eyes, today kissing my best friend. Now you can kiss tomorrow goodbye. Today.
With a nice lazy horn section, Irving Bannister's itchy guitar, and Danny's impassioned vocal, Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye should have been a hit. In New Orleans, it was a hit and sold well throughout the South, moving over 100,000 copies. Frisco's next stars were singing backup vocals on Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye. The Ruzan sisters, Laura, Wanda, and Barbara, were high school students who sang in clubs under the watchful eye of their dad.
Man of war, please spare my lover. And all other young boys like him, let there be peace.
Men of War rocketed to number one, but not until 1965. Why Frisco held on to this timely and beautiful ballad for 3 years after it was recorded is anybody's guess, but Wanda Ruzan, at least, got to record as a solo.
Well, hello there, so you're back again.
Long time no see.
And just where in the world have you been?
Did you?
Am I your true love, or has a new love stolen your love from me? I've been so lonely, it's been a long time no see.
Long time no see.
Tell me, dear, what do
Long Time No See probably features Wanda's sisters on backup, but once they started college, the Ruzan sisters more or less gave up on show business. What's really strange about Frisco was that they recorded Danny White numerous times but were never able to get another hit with him. Finally, in 1964, Mrs. LaRocca's mentor, Harold Adkins, moved to Memphis to work at WDIA, the legendary local station, and he hooked Danny up with Isaac Hayes and David Porter, who were just beginning their songwriting career. Unfortunately, the results sound like it.
Sometimes I think about where I'd be if I didn't have you with me. My life wouldn't be the same.
And I wouldn't have the power to love. Cause I
Can't Do Nothing Without You wasn't Frisco's last record, but the local scene was falling apart. Cosmo Matassa was closing his studio, record labels were failing left and right, and Mrs. LaRocca folded Frisco in 1966. Listening to the stuff they recorded today, it's frustrating to think that at the very least, Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye has gone unheard, and that even with the best studio and musicians New Orleans had to offer, none of Frisco's productions ever got very far.
Our rock historian Ed Ward lives in Berlin.